Because of the heroic acts of two sanitation workers, a young girl was rescued from a sex trafficking situation. And the Good Samaritans credit their quick thinking to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Find out more after a short message from our sponsor.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Two members of Pelican Waste and Debris in New Iberia, Louisiana, went above and beyond the call of duty during their recent Monday morning route. They noticed a seemingly abandoned car in the middle of a field and realized it had been reported in an Amber Alert issued earlier that morning. 10-year-old Jaleesa LaSalle went missing from a family member's home Sunday afternoon and was last reported entering the vehicle Dion Merrick and Brandon Antoine found in the field. In an act of divine inspiration, Merrick and Antoine called the police and used the waste truck they were driving to block the car from leaving. Young LaSalle was found safe Monday morning in St. Martin Parish, just 20 minutes from where the car was found. Because of the duo's heroic actions, LaSalle's life and the lives of other potential victims were spared. When he shared his story, Merrick credited the Holy Spirit for his quick thinking. He said, "That's God. That's why I say that man is real. A lot of people don't believe in him, but they need to start believing in him. Something told me. Something told me to just look." His Good Samaritan moment highlighted the supernatural power of God's presence in times of crisis, even if, as Merrick says, "I was just doing my job and I came across somebody that needed help." He also credits his paternal instincts for kicking in. He says, "She's safe. Thank God, because I've got a little girl, if you know what I mean." And when all was said and done, Merrick encourages the rescued girl's parents to thank God, saying, "It could have been worse. Anything could have happened." Merrick goes on to say that it's not enough to just be in the right place at the right time. Taking action when he saw something amiss was how he fulfilled the biblical reminder in James 4:17, which says, "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin." For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News Podcast for more episodes every weekday. And follow breaking news like this on our new platform, the Charisma Plus app. Find Charisma Plus in the App Store or Google Play. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.